Okay. So, as everybody knows, probably, we are in the pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde. That will happen on Sunday, which reminds me, the manifesting meditation that I do every month on the new moon will be on Sunday because, oh my gosh, Mercury goes retrograde and there's a new moon on Sunday. So I want to su really support all of you to be gentle with yourself. With all the energy here in the US, and all of us here are in the US, it's a lot. There's a lot of energy that is chaotic and sticky, and it doesn't feel very good. So just really be gentle with yourself, be kind to yourself. If you need to get more sleep, carry that water bottle with you, ground as much as you possibly can. Grounding and meditation will really support you to be able to sustain your energy. And if you're doing the journaling in the empowerment journaling workbook, you know, do that. Do it. Do your journaling as best you can. You know, life gets in the way, but you will find yourself better supported the more you can ground and journal and meditate. So, that being said, it's also a really good time to manifest what you want. You know, I get excited about Mercury retrograde because it's an opportunity to peek into your future, what's possible for you. You know, I love that. What is possible for you? And I don't remember if I included that. I have a short program about peeking into your future with Mercury retrograde. I'll add that to the download audio page for this program, Manifest Central. I'll add that to it. So if you don't already have it, you can get it and take a listen. But, you know, Mercury retrograde is, I have to be honest with you. Years ago, I would have blown off anything to do with planets and the moon and all of that. But now I understand more about how the movement of the planets and the moon affects the gravitational pull here on Earth. And between that and the solar flares that we've been having, you know, it's shoving all this light into our planet, onto our planet, into our bodies, and it's real. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. I mean, if it really wasn't there, we wouldn't have to, the assistants wouldn't have to wear the lead jackets or sheaths over their bodies when they do x-rays, when x-rays are taken. You know, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And this energy is there. And when we learn to use it to our advantage, then life is so much easier. It's awesome. You know, we can, and it's all about grounding and moving into that higher vibration. It's shifting into love. You know, that's what it's all about. We have to maintain that energy
Boy,
because.
and that's Kate, that is so hard lately. People have just been brutal with each other.
Is that just in
And
general or politically?
in general,
In general.
I mean, I've seen it in retail. People have just been brutal. And, you know, I understand there's a lot of frustration out there. I get it. Deep breaths help.
Now,
But
are you're still working in it's I can't remember where it is, but anyway, you're in the retail sector. So, and I know Rachel's, you're interacting with a bunch of people too. I'm not sure if Mandy is or not, but before you engage with them, before you even go into where you're meeting with other people, if you can infuse that situation, the building, and anybody you come into contact with, if you can infuse them with love, with that intention of creating the highest possible outcome, then no matter what kind of energy they come in with, if it's lower than love, then no matter what they say, you all right? It's not going to engage with you because the energy is lower than yours. So okay. they can't engage.
Yeah.
So if they say something ugly to you, you'll just be able to look at them and just respond in a kind way because, you know, you're in retail. Rachel, I know you're meeting with people and, you know, you're doing acting and different things and, you know, you'll be able to maintain your energy and your vibration. And plus, I really want to encourage you to use the shield of protection too. You know, whether you use the one that I shared with everybody or you have another one that you like to use or just asking the angels coming in to protect you, you know, but just be sure to do that. And it's never too late. You know, once you're in a situation, it's not too late to just take a deep breath and ask them to come in. And if it's a volatile type situation, you'll be able to feel it when they come in, that energy, because it'll shift.
Oh, okay.
I know somebody else I was talking to today was sharing that she's getting opportunities to set boundaries left and right. And I think that was the energy of July. You know, it was all about setting boundaries with people. And, you know, I've been talking for years about how there would come a time where, you know, we've been on our spiritual path, we've been working to raise our vibration and to sync with that superconscious higher self, to be in connection with the divinity within. And there's, oh, wow. Okay. Sorry. You just saw something that I shouldn't have been seeing. And I lost my train of thought. One moment. Okay. But we would be raising our vibration to a degree that other people that we love aren't on board with that. And they're determined to stay in the vibration of anxiety and fear of this planet instead of having the opportunity, because, you know, they're engaged with us in some way, you know, we're interacting with them. So we're putting out this light and, you know, we're trying to help everybody. You know, I know everybody here and anybody that's been in the classes that I do, everybody is trying to support everybody else to help raise them into a better place as best they can. So that being said, that there would come a time that we're going to be at this vibration where we can't engage with that fear energy anymore and stay in the vibration we're in. And in order to do that, we have to disconnect from those people. And we're going to have to be okay with it, because you can't drag them with you, because it's not up to you. It's up to them.
Right.
Everybody's in charge of their own experience. And if they don't want to raise their vibration and heal the wounds that they carry around, if they don't want to do that, there's nothing we can do about it. And we just have to, I guess, for lack of a better term, cut bait.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that have control issues.
Oh, yeah. And they do that from fear. They do that from fear. But that doesn't mean it's okay to behave the way they do towards us. And if we continue to engage with that, it drags our energy down, because we're human. Mm-hmm. You know, and especially when we love people that are behaving like this, when we love them, you know, one, we take their thoughts and their opinions, and they're important to us because we love them. And if those opinions and thoughts aren't congruent with love energy, if they're drowning in fear, mm-hmm. we have to disengage from it. We may not want to, because we love them. I mean, you can still love them. And if they, I guess, I don't like to say change their attitude, but I guess that's kind of it. Unless they decide to raise their own vibration, we may have to part ways. And again, we just have to be okay with that.
So does that mean that you don't enter into heated discussions with them?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Mary. Finish your thought.
You just change the subject, or you infuse love into the situation, but then maybe even you walk away.
That's it. You walk away.
Okay.
Because a lot of things are happening there. When you're in person with a, you know, you're in the same room, you're talking to each other, and this person has an opinion that you're not in agreement with, and it's starting to go sideways. Everybody has an expansion of energy. And depending on how close you are to them, their aura energy is interacting with yours. Mm-hmm. So that if it's a lower vibration than what you're vibrating in, then you're going to feel it, and it's not going to feel good. And you're going to have a choice on to maintain your energy and feel the uncomfortableness, or lower down to theirs. Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to. And we don't want to do that. Yeah. Remember before I left, it's probably a year before I left Colorado, I was emptying the dishwasher, and Fred went to get something between the dishwasher and the cabinet. And so he was standing there. When I leaned over, we hadn't been that close to get each other in a long time. And when I did, I immediately felt nauseous. The sink was right there. I thought I was going to throw up. I mean, it was that bad.
Yeah.
But his energy was really uncomfortable, and it was tight. Mm-hmm. It was so tight that it felt like he hit me, but he didn't. He didn't even touch me. We weren't that close, but I could feel the energy mm-hmm. that fast, and my body reacted with nausea. And you may find that with you know, talking to people who, especially if they're not just fear, but meanness, mm-hmm. you know, and you probably won't be talking to anybody like that. But you know, if you find yourself in a situation where people are not people you would normally be around, listen to how your body feels. Listen to that. Even going into an area, you can feel the energy shift when it's a place that you shouldn't be. And, you know, we've all felt that. We've all felt it. And, you know, you walk into a room where people have been arguing. I mean, you can feel that tension, mm-hmm. that energy immediately. So if you're talking with somebody and things are starting to go sideways, just remove yourself. And if they follow you, then you have to take another step. Whatever works best for you, if it's leaving completely. And it could come down to that, because it's the feeling is us against them. Mm-hmm. And it's uncomfortable for everybody. And the more we can stay in a love vibration, you know, it's got us and it's got them, then we're up here. And we can look at it all from a neutral vibration and infuse love into it, because we do want a higher outcome. No matter what it is that's going on, we want a higher outcome. And even if we're not in agreement, or maybe we don't like the people, we don't have to like them, but we can infuse love into the God part of them, because that God part is also in us.
Right.
And the more we can infuse this world with love, things change. And I don't know the exact numbers, but, you know, one person holding love, you know, it affects like hundreds of people. It can affect hundreds of people, where somebody that's holding fear, they're just shrink-wrapped fear. But when you're in the love energy, it broadcasts out. You know, your energy is not shrink wrapped to your body, and you can send that energy out. You know, Reiki healing, that's a distant healing that you can send to people. You know, I can send to each of you You know, I do that in the meditations. I infuse them with Reiki and air healing, so that, and Rouhani healing energy. And it's just love. Oh my God. My friend Rachel in the UK, she got attuned to this Rouhani energy, and she told me about it. And she asked me if I'd like to be attuned to it. And I said, oh, sure. Yeah, that'd be great. And I didn't know when she was going to do it. And because we didn't set a time, and I didn't think it really mattered. But anyway, I went to, I was in Kohl's walking through the kitchen department. And all of a sudden, I just felt this whoosh of love energy that I had to look around and see what was going on. Because it was like, where did that even come from? And it was like, oh my God, I loved everybody and everything. It was like, boom. It was just so fast. And then when I got home, I reached out to her and said, did you send me that Rouhani energy? You know, and I told her what time. She goes, oh yeah, I did. And I said, girl, I felt it. I felt that. And anyway, I put that in the meditations and stuff too, you know, to help you guys feel how loved you are. You know, a lot of times we've all had trauma in our lives, whether it was from being children, as children, or as young adults, I mean, none of us are in our 20s anymore. We've all had trauma and pain and suffering and feeling like we're not safe. And the second we get triggered, our energy shrink wraps, and man, we are trying to protect ourselves. Because if we let our energy expand out, somebody's going to hurt us.
And that's a very hard thing to stop.
It is. It is. Because then we're in fear. But the more you meditate and you journal and you infuse everything you possibly can with love, then you're at a higher vibration. And that fear energy doesn't touch you anymore. It's like, if this was the fear and it was a low vibration and this is your love vibration, there's just no way they can engage with each other. And you're safe. And I found that myself in, because I'm spending more time meditating than I am anything else. Well, I'm reading quite a bit too, but it helps me to hold that vibration. And whatever I can do to help hold that vibration, I'm doing it. And by doing that, even when I see things that 6 months ago would have totally freaked me out, it doesn't. It just doesn't, because I feel safer now. You know, one night this week, because I have no idea when about time anymore. But anyway, it was late. It was like, I don't know. I didn't realize it was so late. It was like 12:30 or 1 o'clock, and I was still awake, and I hear this thunk against the house. There's a lot of thunking that goes on here like at night. My sister says there's some critter that lives in the woods that runs up and smacks the houses. I think she's right. But you know, I'm thinking, what the hell was that? And Magic raises his head up because he heard it too. So it wasn't just me. He heard it too. But he didn't bark and he didn't growl. And I thought, okay, well, let's see what happens now. Mm-hmm. And nothing did. And I was like, okay, whatever it was, it must be gone. But not getting scared. You know, seeing something on the news or seeing something on a social media platform, or hearing from somebody, seeing an email. I mean, it's disturbing. The bottom screen of my screen on my computer, it'll start saying breaking news. And I don't check those very often because I don't want to know whatever it was. If I need to know, I'll find out. Mm-hmm. But even when I do check it, I don't feel that tailspin of fear anymore. And whether, you know, I've said this before, whether that's brilliant or naive, it sure feels a lot better than going into the tailspin because it doesn't help me. And anytime something happens that you start feeling that anxiety, you know, just like, and I've used this example before in classes, when the smoke alarm went off here, and I got an adrenaline rush that was intense, especially when I opened the door and I could smell smoke. And it was, well, the fireman said that it was dust burning. Well, I know what dust burning smells like, and that's not what it smelled like. It smelled like wood. But anyway, there was no fire. But then a few days later, before I turned the light out, I thought about it, and I had that same rush of adrenaline because I could hear it, even though it wasn't happening. I could hear it, and I felt that adrenaline rush in my body, and there's no way I was going to sleep then.
Yeah.
And that, and we have to use it the other way. We have to, it's, that happens because our body is so susceptible to our thoughts and energy and emotions. You have the thought, you have the emotion. And that was clear proof of it. So turn it around the other way. I have a thought of immense gratitude for something. And when I started getting into paying the rent, every time I'd pay the rent, I would celebrate. And I would focus on that energy so intensely that I would feel like this kundalini rush in my body. So now I can think the rent is paid and I can feel that kundalini rush in my body. So I've turned that around. It's just like having the smoke alarm going off, but instead it's a good thing. It's a whoosh of love energy. And we all have that. We don't all feel it the same. And that's okay because we're all different. But just because you don't feel it the same as somebody sitting next to you doesn't mean you're broken or something's wrong with you, because there's nothing wrong with you. We just all feel things differently. And when you have to decide what is that energy for you. You know, some people, they know what happiness feels like. Oh, okay. I can go right into that happiness. I know what gratitude feels like. I can go into gratitude. Okay, I can go into joy. Some people have to dig a little bit more because we've had to protect ourselves for so long that it's scary to let ourselves feel joy or happiness. And that's okay, because now we're making the conscious effort to feel it. And the more you feel it, the more you're broadcasting it out. And you can't feel it. You can't infuse something with love. You can't be in the love energy if you're in fear. You can't be in both. You have to be in one or the other. So being aware, am I in love energy or am I in fear energy? How am I feeling? And checking in with yourself throughout the day. And that's why that's in the, I think that's the very last sentence on the, in the empowerment journal, on the daily, the waking page. I will be aware of my energy. If it's not the last one, it's the next to the last one. Oh, the next to the last one is I commit to using my chaos flush if I need, which we always forget to do. But if you're feeling anxious, implement that. Activate the chaos flush energy. Deep breath, activate it, and flush it all out. And that's the other thing. When we're in, when we go into the fight or flight survival mode because something happened and we had that adrenaline rush, if we don't stop it, that adrenaline flushes out of our system in just a few seconds. But if we decide, consciously or subconsciously, to go down that rabbit hole of despair and anxiety and outrage, anger over what we were just introduced to, that cortisol does not leave the body. And we stay shrink-wrapped in fight or flight survival mode. And we can't think. We can't think past that feeling. And we have to think past that feeling to get out of that energy. But everything's in chaos. You know, the brain is like going 100 miles an hour, and our heart is, you know, hasn't really settled down yet because that invisible bear is still chasing us, even though it might have been a coworker or a boss or a bill in the mail. And we're really not in physical danger, but the cortisol is telling us that we are.
Yeah.
So those deep breaths, chaos flush. Try to remember, put sticky notes everywhere, write it on your hand. And then when somebody says, what is that on your hand? This is my power right here. I have power written on my hand. I don't remember who I was talking to the other day where you're talking about getting a tattoo of a heart. It was a private client to remember to infuse everything with love. Infusing your day, you know, and when I say infuse your day with love, I'm talking what you're going to wear, taking a shower, that the water's nice and clean. We're infusing it all with love, that experience, your food, everything you're going to eat today. Who you know you're going to see, and the unknown parts that you don't know who you're going to see, where you're going to go, how you're going to travel, your vehicle. I've infused my vehicle with love, and then it started. I've done that before. I was like, yes. It works. It doesn't always work. Maybe you're not supposed to be on the highway. You know, anytime I have a delay like that, I know I'm not supposed to be on the highway. So don't get mad. Just be grateful that we're safe. So, okay. So I've talked about a lot of different things. Any thoughts or questions or need clarification on anything? Rachel, you look really comfy.
I think that was real helpful.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, I am tired.
Well, I'm glad that you came.
Yeah, no, me too. But I do have kind of a question, maybe.
Okay.
I notice when I try to do like the infused love with, you know, to a lot of things like that, like what you're talking about. It actually kind of drains my energy.
Okay.
What is that? What am I, am I doing something wrong? Or like what, why?
Thank you. Thank you for asking that. I have experienced that too. It wasn't with, it was with infusing love, but it was infusing love into the different energy centers of my body. You know, there's a meditation that I have that we go through the energy centers. And the very first time I did that, by the time I got done, not only did I feel drained, I had a headache. And I was like, how can that even be? So ask my angels, what am I doing wrong? Well, I was trying to force the energy. I was trying to force it. I was pushing it. And that's why I felt drained. And that's why it gave me a headache. And I think, I hope I did. Anyway, if you have that meditation, don't try to force it. Flow. You want to flow with the energy, actually with all the meditations. If you don't feel like you're getting there, just be gentle with yourself. Okay, I'm just going to take the deep breaths and just do the best I can. Because you may be tired. You know, there could be other things at play. You could be, you know, you're just not dialed in. Just give it a minute, you know, just do the best you can. But when it comes to infusing love, to start with, we may have some anxiety around what's going on. So we've already got that tension in our bodies. So I want to suggest taking more deep breaths before you start. And when you set that intention, identify if you feel a bunch of resistance in your body and infuse that part of your body with love, yourself, before you go into infusing anything else with love. And then just ask your angels and guides and your body to help you to flow with the energy instead of trying to push it. And, you know, we're trying to create a higher outcome. So there is that, there's that intention behind to push, you know, we're in human bodies and we're trying to force things to happen. Excuse me. So we want to just flow in the energy instead of trying to push it. Does that make sense?
That does make sense, Kate, because if it doesn't come from within, it's not going to go out to others in the correct way.
Well, it's got, it's, is it really love energy?
Yeah.
Or is it fear? And, when in this particular meditation that goes through the energy centers, we're infusing each energy center with love. And in my mind, before I started, you know, I'm wanting to heal my body through that. So, you know, when Rachel, when you're in trying to infuse somebody in love with love or something, you know, you're working at creating a higher outcome, and there's probably quite a bit of anxiety surrounding that, whether it's, you know, cash flow or jobs or, you know, people, whatever it is, you know.
I don't think there's any anxiety if I'm giving my clothes love.
No, but if you're giving your, but that you didn't feel, that didn't give you, make you feel drained, your clothes, though, right?
Yeah, it's when I'm infusing love energy to things and places and cars, like that kind of thing. When I do the meditations, I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I'm infusing like things or places or my car, or if I'm walking into a mall or an office or whatever, that's when I feel the drain.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I don't
okay.
think I have anxiety towards my clothes.
Okay.
So
good point. Okay. So since it's something like that, it may not have anything to do with you, and it could be what you're infusing love into. Like, for instance, if you're going into a mall, there's already energy there before you even get to the mall. You know, if you're traveling, there's energy, all the cars around you, everybody's got their own energy, you know, and they've all got, you know, their auras, you know. And if, I don't know about you guys, but when I was driving in Denver, there were times that I was as close to people in their cars that I'm feeling their auras. You know, I mean, that's how close the cars were. So
yeah, I mean, that's Los Angeles.
Yeah. Okay. So
no matter where you are, you're bumping up to someone's aura.
Right. So surrounding yourself with the diamond steel force field shield, you know, or what, you know, that's one that I've shared. If you've got another way of protecting yourself, and grounding too, and grounding, because you're being, you know, if we could see the energy hitting us, I mean, we'd probably be doing like this all day, you know, because all that energy is coming at you from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So grounding yourself so that you're not, so that you're more stable. And I would recommend, and then surrounding yourself, whether it's with a pink bubble of a shield or the diamond steel shield that I share, or, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel the most comfortable and the most safe and protected.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ask Archangel Michael to go in front of you with his sword and be knocking the hell out of everybody. Out of her way. She's coming through. Okay, let's see if I covered everything. Did you guys have any other questions?
No.
No? Okay. Let's see. All right. Well, there was something that I did want to mention in the workshop, and I forgot. You know how people will tell you, uh-oh, to be realistic. Okay, so I was giving this some thought, and I was chatting with the angels about this. There's being realistic in regard to the 3D physical world. And then there's being realistic with regard to the spiritual love world, the quantum field, or as Florence called it, the realm of perfect ideas, that connection with the greater consciousness. There's being realistic in that regard. So those are two different things. And we all want to be in connection with, synced with, that greater consciousness, that realm of perfect ideas, We want to be in that vibrational energy. And every time I talk about that, I start seeing, remember how in Star Trek, when Scotty would beam everybody up and down to the spaceship and you see all those sparkles of energy? I mean, I just see that. I can see that. And it's being in that vibration of energy where there is no matter. You know, you're no body, you're no thing. You are just energy. And without the human body, that's exactly what we are. We're consciousness energy. So it's syncing with that. And that's where we want to be realistic. And that's limitless. Because all that energy is just there. And when you put the thought out, it starts to become matter, forming into matter. And your energy of joy and gratitude and love, that life force energy, sucks it right back to you and makes you a magnet for what you're wanting to manifest, what you put out there with a thought. That's exciting. Anything is possible. If it's a dream in your heart, it's real. Now, I don't know about a lot about other dimensions, but it makes you wonder, are you experiencing that at another in another dimension? Are we? Maybe.
That's a good question.
And the only thing that the only reason we're not experiencing it now is because we believe we can't. At some level, subconscious level, we're blocking ourselves that we can't. I can't have that. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm not deserving. Well, yeah, you are. If it's a thought in your consciousness, it came from your superconscious because it's already yours. Uh-oh, Rachel, you're on mute.
I was talking to Tempo.
Oh, okay. I saw your lips moving. I didn't want to miss anything you might have to say. So, anyway, give that some thought. You know, we want to think. Go ahead, Mary.
So Kate, you're talking, okay, the fourth dimension would be time. Fifth dimension would be
space, energy.
The superpower, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, see, we have that God part within us.
Yeah.
So we're already there.
Yeah.
It's overcoming the physical world limitations and beliefs and programming. You know, it's like I was telling somebody yesterday that I know I was walking the earth when Jesus was here because I had this amazing vision of sitting at his feet and listening to him speak. It was crazy. I'd had this theta healing thing done and then I went and took a shower and I was blow drying my hair and I was leaned over blow drying my hair and this vision came in of sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to him speak. And it was just as real as seeing all of you here tonight. Point being, he could heal the sick because he had no belief that he couldn't. Mm-hmm. Feeding the multitudes with a few loaves and fishes because they were hungry. When we're connected to that field of consciousness, it's energy. It's unformed energy. And our thoughts are what form the energy. So if you believe that you can experience whatever you can think of, and you let it happen, when you're fully engaged with that no time, no space, you're no body anymore. You're just consciousness. And you're, you know, you can sit there with your eyes closed and just like my brain thinking I'm hearing the smoke alarm, and my body goes into fight or flight because I have this adrenaline rush. It's just that real. But you're there in this space where there's no time, you don't have a name, you're no body, you're not feeling any pain in your body anymore. I tell you, that's one thing that I've definitely found in my, when I'm doing meditations, I don't hurt anywhere. There's no ache. There's nothing there. I don't even feel my body anymore. As far as it touching things after we do the quieting the mind, and part of it is being aware of where your body is, and then you go into feeling your heart. When I go into feeling the heartbeat or hearing it as a sound, and then we go into the meditation, then it's just following the words and the experience, and oftentimes feeling that Kundalini rush, that sparkly energy of like seeing Scotty beaming people up and down from the Enterprise. It's being in that's a greater consciousness energy. And that's where the power is. Because there's no fear there. There's no fear. And then when you come back out of the meditation, you want to bring that consciousness with you of no pain, no fear. Your body starts to heal because there's nothing else it can do. It's in a love vibration.
So it would be a total love vibration, a total love environment.
Mm-hmm. And when you come back, no matter what anybody else is doing, you're still feeling the love vibration. And then it's like you put out an order to Amazon. And whatever you want, you just put out with a thought. There's no anxiety about, okay, so if you're in theory, if you're in the love vibration, and you're sustaining that day in and day out, and you're just doing your thing, and then you put a thought out there that you want, well, let's say something outrageous. You want a Hummer. You want a yellow Hummer. You know what those vehicles look like, those big monstrous things, okay? Oh my gosh, it would be so much fun to have that. And you throw that out there, and next thing you know, things fall into place, and you have your Hummer. You just throw out there that you want a new house. Next thing you know, everything's falling into place. You meet the people that will do the work. You have the land. The money shows up. Remember in, I think it was in The Secret Door to Success, Florence was talking about the priest who came and was talking to the nuns, and the nuns were really upset because they had one coin left and the children were hungry and they needed supplies. They needed food. They needed clothing. They needed. And the priest said, give me the coin. And the nun gave him the coin and he throws it out the window and says, God is your supply. Mm-hmm. And then people started showing up with food and clothing and things that the children needed. The way was open because the fear was went out the window. There wasn't any fear that we didn't have enough money because now we have none. And it's kind of like Fred used to get, oh God, Fred would just manifest the most awful things, but he would get to a point of where he'd just say, fuck it. And when he would do that, it would release all the pain and stuff because there was no more pain. There was no more fear. There was no more anxiety because there was nothing else you could do. And then the miracles would come in. When we can shift out of the fear, and it's not that, you know, it's not that we don't care. It's that we're actually taking a wiser step. We're actually moving into what our goal is to move into that higher vibration of love and be that vortex for what we want to manifest. We don't have to go out and get it. And you know, when we're manifesting things we don't like, we don't have to go get it. It comes right in, doesn't even knock. It just comes right on in. I mean, think about that. When you manifest and you're manifesting the things you don't want, it's not just happening to you. If there's something happens that you don't want, you were involved in it somehow. I mean, everything that I've done in my life that I didn't like, I was right there. I was directing everything to make it happen, not intentionally, because who would do that, right? Yeah. But I was still in charge of my own energy. Nobody else was. I could have put a screeching halt to all that at any time. And then when I did, it stopped. We're in control. The more we meditate, the more we write over those programmings from the past, that pain and suffering. We overcome that. We heal those wounds through the meditation, especially the ones where we're infusing our body with love.
Because it erases the negativity.
It transforms it, because we've always got the energy's not going anywhere. We're transforming the fear energy to a love energy.
Yeah.
Overwriting it, changing it. Yeah, I think Florence used to talk about rewriting subconscious records. And she likened that to the phonographic record because it had the grooves in it. And we're old enough. We all know what records are. Actually, Jesse actually got a record player. I was really surprised at that. But we're rewriting what's in those grooves. Okay, you're not going to sit up there? My legs are going to sleep. So we want to be that vortex for wonderful things coming to us. We're always a vortex for energy of whatever we're putting out to come back. And like, I know I share always way too much, but Wonder Man here, for whatever reason, decided that after he ate his treats the other day, he squatted and peed right there. Yeah, that's what I thought too. Yep. And I leaned over and I looked, because I was standing there folding clothes at the table. And I said, "Are you peeing?" And he just looked over at me. See, he was squatting. He's a hiker. He's not a squatter. And so he knew he wasn't supposed to do that. Now, whether he was upset that I didn't give him enough treats in his snack thing, or I don't know what his deal was, because I was too mad to find out. And he had to go in timeout. And then I found out there was another spot on the rug, which, thank God, it was a rug I bought, not one that was here. But the back was highly rubberized. It was really thick, so that he didn't go through to the hardwood, thank God. But he had peed on it in another place in the same day. Had to have been, because it was so wet. And so he was in timeout for quite a while. And when I calmed down, then we had to have a heart-to-heart, eyeball-to-eyeball, showing him what I was unhappy about and what I wanted to have happen. And he was really sorry. And he said he's not doing that anymore, but we'll see. But anyway, point is, I was really angry. I was just outraged. I mean, all the emotions. And then I thought, I am throwing all that energy out to the universe. All this anger and outrage. I can't have that. That's got to stop. And so as soon as I clued in at what I was doing, and it wasn't 5 minutes later, it was probably an hour later after I cleaned up the rug and we had our heart to heart. And then I infused all of it with love. You know, Florence talks about, you know, I think it's in the Game of Life, that Jesus showed her, you know, she didn't say that, but Jesus talked about transforming energy with forgiveness. And forgiveness is a transformation of that pain and that anger and all of that goes with unforgiveness, transforming it with forgiveness. I don't know if I said that right, but anyway, it's forgiveness is what we want to do. We're taking unforgiveness, because, you know, I'm human. I could have held that against magic for the rest of the day. How dare you? What the heck were you thinking? You know, I could have stayed in that energy, but I had to transform it because I'm broadcasting that out to the universe, and I do not want any of that energy coming back. because that would be a real zinger. Because I mean, I was really, really angry. So I immediately transformed all of that into love. And now I can laugh about it. It wasn't a pleasant experience. And I don't know what the little guy was thinking. I know they have pee pads at the groomers, and I've seen him use them in her house. And I told her when he was there yesterday, I said, that's not okay. He can't do that. So I don't know. She says, oh, it's okay, magic. Not okay. We do not pee in the house. I don't care what the circumstances are. We're not doing that. But he has actually gone to the door instead of standing just looking at me and crying. He'll go actually to the door and cry. So he has understood that I mean business with this. So I'm really proud of that. You know, we were able to communicate and then transforming all that experience to love energy. So if you think back about something that aggravated you yesterday, it's not too late to go transform that energy to a love vibration. You can just sit and infuse that with love. And anybody that else that was involved with that intention.
That can be really, really, really hard, Kate.
To do the people?
Yes. Yes.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because it may be hard, but we have to figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
And that could be because, you know, okay. Here's a really good example. You guys all know how much I do not like my ex-mother-in-law, Fred's mother.
Yeah.
Totally despise that woman. But I don't have to like her. But I know that there's a God part within her. And I'm still, things will pop in my head of things that she's done. Mm-hmm. Heck, I wound up in the hospital on Christmas night from food poisoning, and I know she did it. She did something to the food that she made for me on Christmas night. Olive balls. Have you guys ever had olive balls? Oh my God, they're so good. You take olives, the big olives, and you roll them in cream cheese and then roll them in pecans. Oh, yeah, crushed pecans. They are good. So I ate almost all of them by myself.
Yeah.
And then by 10 o'clock, I'm vomiting. And that's the first time I'm in the front yard puking my guts out, because Fred went and he got me in the truck. He like to never got me downstairs. And he gets me in the truck and he goes in to get a bag in case he doesn't want me vomiting, because it's in my truck. I was like, no, you got to get me a bag. He left and I crawled out of the truck. I mean, this is Christmas Eve, you know, or Christmas night. And I'm puking in the front yard.
What green or black olives?
Green. This was green olives. I don't even like black olives so much. But, you know, they're salty and they're, you know, they're yummy. So, but anyway, back to you. I don't like her, but when things like that come up, I mean, I don't have any anger about that right now, that experience, because I've infused it with love enough that I don't get an emotional charge of wanting to just beat the hell out of her, because I was right there. And we didn't even get home till it was, they finally let me out. They didn't admit me. I had to have IVs because I get so dehydrated, I pass out. And so I had to have a couple IVs and, cause we couldn't stop the vomiting and everything that went with it. But anyway, we got home about 5 o'clock, and Fred and I weren't sleeping together, and he was in the master bedroom, and my door opened, and it was her. And she came in and sat down on the bed. And here I've been in the emergency room all night. I said, Sally, what the fuck? I said to her. And she just sat there and looked at me. I said, you need to get out of here. And she finally left. But I know she did that on purpose. Whatever she did to the food, you know, it made me really sick. But anyway, infusing her with love now, anytime something like that comes up, because I cannot hold her in unforgiveness, because that's going to hurt my body.
Yeah.
Okay. So if there's someone that you're having those kinds of feelings about, and you just want to beat the hell out of them, you don't want to send them love, it's not about them. It's about you. So you want to infuse them with love. And if you can't do it to them, do it to the first, do it to the situation, because you definitely want a higher outcome with the situation. And then infuse their higher self, that God part within them, because everybody has one, even though they may not act like it, they do. So infuse that higher self and keep doing it until you can do it to them. Because once you can do it to them and then forgive whatever happened, and again, forgiveness is not about them. It's about you.
Yeah.
When we hold things in unforgiveness, we are in anger. Anger causes cancer in the body. You know, people who have cancer, they get cancer and they overcome cancer. If they don't heal whatever caused the cancer, which it could be anger, it could be pain from, you know, childhood abuse. I mean, whatever it is, you know, in Louise Hay's How to Heal Your Life, the newer version of it, she talks about healing cancer. She had some kind of female cancer. I don't remember if it was ovarian cancer or I don't remember what it was. But anyway, she was sexually abused as a child, like a five-year-old child. She was young, and by a family member, and she was able to forgive them and heal that, those feelings. I mean, her mom didn't stop it, you know, because you're going to blame somebody. I mean, you know, and that's just the way we go. You know, my mom was there and she didn't stop this. She let this happen to me. So it's infusing everyone in with love. It's forgiving all of it. Because, and that's something we do for us. It's not condoning that behavior, because nothing condones that behavior. That was a horrible thing. And what other people may be saying or doing, it doesn't condone what they're doing or how they're behaving. It's about healing that energy within us. All of our relationships are about us. It's never about them. It's never about them. It's about us. How are we feeling? What energy are we holding in our bodies about them? Because when we hold somebody else in unforgiveness and anger and hatred, it's like us taking poison and expecting them to die.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's not going to happen. I remember the first time I heard that, I thought, oh my God. It really opened my eyes to, what am I holding in my body? You know, what pushed me over the edge to, I didn't want to leave Colorado. I did not want to leave Colorado. But it got to the point of where I knew if I didn't do something, my quality of life, not only just because I was so unhappy and Fred was being a jerk, but my body was going to suffer significantly if I didn't get out of that. And then when I decided, okay, it doesn't matter, I just have to get out of here. Everything started falling into place to get me out. And now, especially here, I can look back at all of that, no matter how painful things were, and infuse all of that with love energy, because it can't be painful for me anymore. Anytime I think about a past event, I need to not feel anything. No emotional charge. And I know you, Mary, I know you, Rachel, I know you, Mandy, you've all had things that have been really painful in your life. If you think back about those things and you feel an emotional charge of anger or aggravation or betrayal or just pain, those wounds have to be healed, and love heals those wounds. Because that pain eventually could cause illness in your body. And then you really got something to be pissed about, because I was upset about this, about whatever somebody else did, and I let this happen to my body. So forgiveness, infusing with love. And that's just it. You know, if you're infusing something with love and you're holding on to unforgiveness, you're not in love energy. Not really. Not fully.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. And you're not betraying yourself by forgiving somebody else. You know, that was another thing. I mean, I was raised Southern Baptist, you know, so it was eye for an eye. It was the church, but it was still eye for an eye. And how could I ever forgive somebody for doing something awful to me? That would be against everything. Mm-hmm. Well, you just have to be against everything. Because holding unforgiveness is going to make me sick, and they're just going to go off on their life and enjoy themselves. So why don't I heal my body and enjoy my life? And there's my revenge if I want revenge. Being successful and happy in my own life.
Well, revenge is not supposed to be ours anyway.
I just, you know, I just feel like that.
Like shifting from an outward orientation to an inward.
What was that, Rachel?
I said, in essence, it's kind of like shifting from an outward orientation to an inner one.
With using forgiveness and healing your body. Yeah, because it's all about us. It's never about them.
If you're looking out for revenge, or you're worried about or pissed about being sick or whatever, that's outwardly oriented. That isn't inward.
Well, it's definitely
something else. Like something else mm-hmm. is wrong. Something mm-hmm. else is bothering me. Something else is affecting
yes.
me. So that's exactly. all out, out, out. That's giving mm-hmm. your power away.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like when you come back from, you know, you've done this beautiful meditation and you're feeling all warm and lovey and everything's wonderful. And then you run into a coworker and they're mean to you. Well, that my energy changed because something they did. Well, that it doesn't work that way. If we're in a love energy and we're holding that, it doesn't matter what they do because they can't engage with us. And if we've lowered ourselves and they've engaged with us, then we have the opportunity to choose to, okay, that upset me. So I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. They're not in charge of my power. I'm going to use my power, just like you said, Rachel. I'm going to use my power and infuse them in this situation with love. Even though I really just want to shove them up against a wall, I'm going to infuse them with love because I'm not going to carry this feeling in my body the rest of the day. And Mary, I know you said that, you know, sometimes it's really hard, but yeah, it is. Do it anyway. Transform your energy anyway. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I did it anyway. I activated my chaos flush. I got that energy out, and then I focused on the situation and I infused it with love into where I was at an energy that I wasn't feeling anxious and upset anymore. And then I was able to infuse their higher self with love, and I felt even better. I mean, you're continuing to go up and up and up. And then I was able to infuse them with love. And now when I think about them, I have no emotional charge going on in my body.
Okay, I can get to the point of infusing love in the situation.
You keep working at it and then get to them, their higher self, their God part within, and then to them. And the more you do it, I mean, even if you have to do it 10 times a day because you had a moment and you thought about it and you did it, mm-hmm. the more you do it, the better you get at it. The faster it happens for you, and you're better able to sustain the energy that you want to be in. So the next time you say you know you're going to see them, you can infuse that whole thing with love before you ever see them. And it, you know, there was one, Fred was telling me one day that Sally was coming over or whatever, and she wasn't supposed to be, but she was going to show up. And I went into the post office. And I stood in line at the post office, and I asked the angels to come in and help me send love to her. because I was so upset. I did not want to see her. I didn't want her having coming to my house. And Grandma Haley, which really surprised me, and Fred's Aunt Nancy, which was his mother's sister, came in. I'm standing in line at the post office. And they helped me support me and infused her with love, put her in the center of the circle. And boy, I didn't want to send her love. I just wanted to hit her. But I infused her with love. And by the time I got done, I walked out of there a completely different person than when I went in. And it was just that fast. But I had been practicing. You know, it wasn't the first time. I had been practicing. And then when she came over, it was really interesting because Jessie and her girlfriend were there. And I don't know what Sally said to me, but it upset Jessie's girlfriend. And she went to Jessie, and then they came to me about whatever it was Sally said. And I said, oh, she did? I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice. Leah was ready to take her.
You were on a higher plane.
I was on a higher plane. Leah was ready to take Sally out back and beat her up in the alley. You know? I was really surprised that she even cared, you know, as to how Sally treated me, but she didn't like it. But it didn't bother me because our energies could not engage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can use your power to protect yourself going into situations, you know, infuse it with love before you get there, you know, use the diamond steel force field shield, use your tool, you know, whatever tool you have. Ask Archangel Michael to go with you with his sword drawn. I disconnected cords with her once. It was so funny. I asked Archangel Michael to help me disconnect cords from her. And I'm watching, you know, what you want to observe as much as you can, because energy reacts differently when you observe it as to when you don't. So observe the energy as best you can. So I'm observing him disconnecting these cords, you know, and then all the cords, they zinged around her and wrapped her up, and she flew off into the she's gone. I'm visioning all this, and he turns to me and goes, feel better now? He was like, really? Feel better now? I was like, yeah, I do. I really do. He just shook his head. But you know, whatever floats your boat, you know, to help support you to fully disconnect. And when you can go into that laughter later, you know, we don't laugh when we're angry. We don't laugh when we're upset.
No.
It changes. It changes how you feel. It changes what you're putting out to the universe. And the more love you can put out to the universe, the more love is going to come back to you. Okay, do you have any other questions? Did anything else come up in our discussion?
No.
No? Okay. Well, I hope Oh, you're welcome. I hope this has been helpful. It's getting dark here. Bugs are going to start hitting the windows. So I got to go close the curtains. They go, bing. Everybody's committing suicide. Oh my God. The other day I was sitting there and I just happened to look up and this dragonfly flew up to the window and a new spider web had come up. I thought, oh no, the spider web's going to get him. And I thought, okay, well, I can get all these thoughts are running through my head. Okay. I can get him out of that if he gets stuck. And then a bird flew up and grabbed him and took off with him. I was like, oh, nothing I can do. Oh, I'm so sorry you sacrificed yourself, but the bird got to eat, I guess. I had never seen that happen before, and I was horrified for a few moments. I thought, okay. I have rescued another one, though, that got the spider webs. Those spiders, man, and they're big, too. They got to go. And I keep telling them, but they're still here. Anyway, I digress. So thank you so much for being here. I am so grateful for you. And if anything comes up, you know, reach out. I'm happy to answer any other questions that come up for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, sending Kate. You lots of love.
Thank you, Kate. No, that was good. Really, really good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, have a lovely evening, and I hope to see all of you really soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.